Hey guys, Radio Rebel here, back with another video, back with another podcast actually. I'm going to be talking to you guys, the audience, about heartbreak. Now this topic is very controversial, I can't say the word correctly, but I'm going to be talking to you guys about my heartbreak story. And, this is a very sad story. I'm happy that the place that I'm in now because I feel like I'm getting over this person. Well, it's actually two people. But, so here's how the story went. So, it was these two guys that I had a crush on. His name, one of them was Caden, the other one was Austin. Now, I was very, 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 very sad about what I just witnessed in the 10th grade. I'm going to 11th grade now because summer is here, is here for me. So, school just ended for me, so I'm going to 11th now. But in 10th and 9th grade, 9th grade was really a year of, like, you know, hey, these boys are cute. I had a crush on them. 10th grade was different because I noticed that I started to get, like, have feelings for both of them. Now, with Austin, I didn't have feelings for him. I thought that, okay, we're not in class. We don't have class in 10th grade. And, you know, there's really nothing to worry about. So, I had to, like, I thought everything was good. I kind of forgot about him. I was thinking about Caden. So, in the summer of, like, after 9th grade, during the summer of that year, I, started thinking about Caden a lot. And I will, like, just sit there and start thinking about him. I would notice, like, my stomach started to get bubbly, and I couldn't eat for a whole day, because I guess, I don't know, I just had feelings for him. I thought he was really cute, and I was thinking of all the possibilities that, like, what would happen if it was just, you know, if it was me and him, we were in a relationship and stuff like that. So I was thinking about it, and I felt butterflies in my stomach, so I couldn't eat for a day. So, summer passed, and it's the 10th grade now. He knew that something was up. Like, as soon as he came in the room, I just wasn't, like, the first day of school, I went to all my classes except for French. Like, I was here, but I didn't go to my French class that one day because he was in the class. And I actually didn't know he was in the class because my school does things that you see, like, the classes you'll be in, but you're not going to see who's in the classroom. So, yeah, that was a little doozy for me. But, what else happened that day? So, yeah, it was very awkward. I was shaking like hell. I would not look behind me. He was sitting behind me. And, yeah, he kind of knew that I liked him. But then here's how it gets bad. I found out that he's actually, like, I know that he likes me, or I could be wrong, I don't know. But he's giving me mixed signals, and he's kind of playing my emotions, which I don't like. So, he'll do things like he'll just stare at me. He'll just stare at me. He'll be sad. Every time I come around him, he'll shake a lot. And, he'll tell me, like, well, we haven't talked, but he was just like, he'll play with his lips and look at me. Then when I look at him, he'll turn away. He just acts so weird around me. And I was thinking all these things like, do you like me? Do you like me? Because I actually didn't know. So, yeah, that's the story of me and Caden and how that went. But I don't know how I feel about him now. I blocked him from every Instagram because I just wanted to heal, get over the situation. And I just wanted to, like, because I knew, like, maybe he's not meant for me. There's other people out there. He was wasting my time. He didn't tell me how he felt. I felt like maybe he wanted me to say something to him. But, again, like, if you really liked me, you would tell me. Like, you know? Like, just tell me. I don't know. And I've been really hurt. I cried over the situation lots of times because I, like, really missed him. And I really liked him. But now I'm just not gonna, like, I'm not gonna just sit there and cry over him. I'm not gonna cry over a guy. Like, I'm just not gonna do that. So, that's the story of me and Caden. And then my other crush, Austin, I liked him since last year. You know, I thought he was cute or whatever. I always thought that he liked me, but I was wrong. He had a girlfriend. Her name was Alexis. You know, I will always say things like, the only reason I don't, like, you know, talk to him or talk to her or, like, I don't know. I'm just not the type of person that would get in, like, other couples' relationship and try to ruin it, especially if they're happy. So, I just, like, I try to stay away from the situation as much as I can. And I try to avoid them. But, I actually didn't know he had a girlfriend in 10th grade until, like, I would say the middle of that year, the middle to end of 10th grade. So, yeah, no, it was the middle of 10th grade. I didn't know until I found out that he had a girlfriend in the middle. So, I didn't know until the middle of 10th grade. So, you know, I would tell him how I felt and why. Oh, what am I saying? I didn't tell him how I felt. I mean, I really shouldn't be mad, really mad about the situation. Because, again, I didn't tell him how I felt, so he doesn't know. But he definitely knew that I liked him because I would always stare at him this year. Like, in 10th grade, I would always stare at him. And, I was really heartbroken at this whole situation. And the thing that pissed me off the most is, his girlfriend. She was like, she knew that I liked him. And she'd even try to make the situation better and say that, hey, you could be friends with Austin. Not, like, I know how she is, like, she doesn't want me to be friends with Austin because I like him and it's gonna be a whole, like, uncomfortable situation for the both of them, and, you know, stuff like that. But what hurt me the most is she'll taunt me or, like, show off in front of her boyfriend because, like, I don't have anybody in my life. And I learned self-love, and I love myself. I have self-worth. But the thing that hurts me the most is, like, I never understood why she would do that. She knew that I like her boyfriend. And every time, like, even when I'm not talking to her, she'll always look at me and give me, like, this look of, like, hey, I don't like you. And, you know, stuff like this. But if Alexis or any of my crushes are watching this video, first I want to talk about the whole Caden situation. If he is watching this video, I have a message for all three of them. If he is watching this video, I just want to say that you really broke my heart. You and Austin broke my heart. You both acted like I didn't exist, like I didn't mean anything to you, which I understand because you don't really know me like that. But the way you guys went, you know, the way you guys expressed, like, how you felt, the way you guys went through with the whole situation was not fair to me. It left me heartbroken. It left me very depressed. It left me in a place of sadness. I felt like it drained my energy. And to Alexis, I just want this message is to Alexis. If you are watching this video, I want you to know that I did like your boyfriend, but just know that I don't like him anymore. Just know that I'm moving on. I haven't moved on yet, but I'm trying the best I can to move on. I will leave you guys alone for now on. I just want the best for you guys. I wish both of you a lot of positivity. I don't wish no negative vibes on you guys. I want you guys to be happy. You know, I'm happy for you guys. I will always say that, like, I was happy for you guys, but, like, deep inside, I always feel so sad because it just, first of all, your boyfriend left me feeling very lonely. I just felt so lonely after that whole situation, and, yeah, I know you guys probably is like, oh my god, how is he jumping from one place to the nether? I don't understand what he's really talking about. I understand, I'm just, like, really all over the place, because this really hurt me. I'm still trying to get over the situation. I haven't looked at any of them, their social medias. I don't want to for now on, because that's the only way I'm going to get over the situation. The summer is going to be all about me, and I don't want to think about the situation. I just want to make this video to get this out there. And for someone who's going through the situation of heartbreak, I just want you guys to know that it is going to be okay. There are people out there for you. You just haven't found that person yet, but I believe everybody has the right person for them. And somebody who's going to love them and be there for them, even at the worst times possible. I just want you to know that, you know, you are loved. If you need anybody to talk to, you can always talk to me. Because, you know, this is my first heartbreak, I would say. And, you know, it finally opened my eyes, because this whole time I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. Oh my God, I'm so going to be with him. This is the right one for me. There's nobody else like him. This whole time I was believing that and believing he was the right one for me because of the signs that they would be giving me and showing me. But I come to terms to realize that they weren't the one for me to begin with. And, you know, I just have to move on. I have to. It's for me. It's for the better. So, this is Radio Rebel, and, yeah, I just wanted to express my emotions, to you guys. Not express it, but, like, give you, like, hope that there's out there. Probably just explain my story, my part. There's a lot more to the story that you guys don't know about the whole, like, Caden. When I first seen him, like, when I first came to the classroom and I seen him, he was just, and I talked to him, he was just so mean to me, which is another red flag that I should have looked out for. But yeah, Radio Rebel out. Bye, guys.